Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Sutton resident Tom Brond withdrew yesterday from consideration to fill the vacant Senate District E seat a day after he became Governor Walker's second choice for the position. The appointment touched off criticism of Brond's history of social media posts about women, abortion, and immigration. Brond's post to Facebook received scrutiny after Walker appointed him. They include a response to a post in 2017 where Brond said if he had the reins, quote, abortionists and all their accessories would be hunted and executed with scissors cutting their hearts out, end quote. The governor's staff attempted to steer the criticism to Republicans who rejected Walker's first choice, Matt Nuskas' Sitna Borough Assembly member Randall Kalwaki. Walker says multiple Senate Republicans recommended he appoint Kalwaki. A new possibility to fill the seat emerged yesterday. The Republican Party advanced retired Palmer business owner Vicki Wallner to replace Brond as one of three nominees. Once Walker makes a new appointment to replace Mike Dunleavy, Senate Republicans will decide whether to confirm the position. The other nominees for the seat were Representative George Rauscher and teacher Todd Smolden. The future of Juneau's Aquatics Board is in question as its three-year charter expires this spring. If the Juneau Assembly does not renew it, the board will cease to exist after May 28th, and management of Juneau's two swimming pools will revert to the city's Parks and Recreation Department. The Aquatics Board was created following a 2014 referendum placed on the ballot by voters upset with the city's proposal to close Juneau's downtown swimming pool, but the Juneau Assembly later watered down the board's independence by putting the city's Parks and Recreation Director in charge. Aquatics Board Chairman Max Mertz says making his board fully empowered is something the Assembly could still do. He says it's worth considering.
Right now, the Parks and Rec Director is the Aquatics Board Chief Executive Officer. And, you know, there's been some inefficiencies and issues with that. And so, you know, possibly it would make more sense to have a fully empowered board that hired and fired its own director.
The Aquatics Board will hold two public meetings to gather input ahead of its recommendation to the Assembly. The meetings will be February 20th in the Assembly Chambers and February 28th at Diamond Aquatic Center. Both meetings will begin at 5:30. And state and U.S. flags are at half-staff in remembrance of the victims in a Florida school shooting earlier this week. Governor Bill Walker says the tragedy is a reminder of the fragility of life, and we join the nation in grieving with those who have lost their loved ones. Flags will return to full staff at sunset on Monday. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for partly cloudy skies for today, mostly clear for tonight through tomorrow night. High today about 35 degrees, low tonight about 10 to 20 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.